In 2007, the Pentagon took note when Russia planted its flag under the North Pole for the first time. Russian President Vladimir Putin clearly is trying to flex his muscles in the Arctic North, where Russia would like to establish a new Suez Canal, which it controls. The Kremlin released this machismo video of Putin working out with his prime minister yesterday. Another insight into the Russian leader's psyche, Heather.
Flex his muscles. That's a good one, Jennifer. What is the U.S. doing to catch up militarily?
Well, today the president is making a trip to Alaska, the first trip by a U.S. president north of the Arctic Circle to draw attention to global warming. He announced he will speed up the acquisition of coveted icebreakers. What's shocking to many here at the Pentagon is the U.S. Navy has no functioning icebreakers and relies on just two aging Coast Guard icebreakers. Russia operates 41 with plans to build 11 more. Even China is getting into the game, knowing oil and gas lies under the Arctic. Meanwhile, the U.S. Army plans to pull 3,000 troops out of Alaska. Some say poor timing as the U.S. plays catch up in the Arctic.